Twelfth Night by Alexine Farrell Fulmeth. Read by Alexandra Paulting and Kevin Free.
1. Battle Theme Music. Jack. When I was a kid, everyone naturally assumed that because I was the son of Sam Orsino, I was an All-American quarterback in the making. They were half right. I mean, I can see the logic. My dad, the only son of a janitor and a waitress, famously set the Northern California record for passing yards when he was at Messaline High in the 90s, only to be surpassed 4 years ago by my older brother. So, yeah, I have some idea of what people expect from me. The family arm. Practically my birthright. People assume I'll be no different from my father and brother. A playmaker, a leader, someone who can command the field, and in a lot of ways, they're not wrong. I do see the game differently than other people. I think the commentators usually call it vision or clarity, even though to me, it's something more innate. When Illyria was recruiting me last fall, they said I saw the field like a chess prodigy, which feels closest to the truth. I know where people are going to be, how they'll move. I feel it somewhere, like the tensing of a muscle. I can sense it like a change in the wind. Like, for example, right now. Messaline Hills, California isn't exactly Odessa, Texas, but for an affluent San Francisco suburb, we know how to pull off your classic Friday night lights. The late August heat burns away as the sun molts into stadium brights, transforming the familiarity of our home turf to the singular mythos of game day. The stands are packed. Whoops and chatter buzz from the crowd, all alight with Messaline green and gold. There's a snap from a drumline snare, sharp like the edge of a knife. From the field, the tang of sweat and salt mixes with the charred scent of barbecue, the storied hallmark of our home opener's pigskin roast. Tonight, standing on this field for my final year, feels like the start of an era. Destiny, fate, whatever you want to call it, it's here on the field with us. I can sense it from the moment our next play is called, my team collectively suspending in time for the same fleeting breath. Hut! There's immediate pressure on Curio, our quarterback, so I force some space and quickly change directions, shaking off a linebacker to reach Curio's left for the handoff. We've run this exact play hundreds of times. It worked last week in our season opener, an away game against Verona High, and it's going to work again now. I take the ball from him and spot an oncoming defender, shouting for a blocker to take my right. Naturally, he misses, so I pivot again to drop a right-side defender. He can't hang. Too bad, so sad. Now it's just a 40-yard run with the entire Padua defense at my heels. You know how I said everyone was half right about me following in my dad's footsteps? That's because I'm an All-American running back. It's who I am, what I love. After watching me take off with the ball every chance I got during my first peewee season, my coach had the foresight to start me at running back instead. My dad supposedly threw a fit, once prophesied to be the rare black quarterback who could rival Elway or Young. His career had ended abruptly, with an injury cutting his pro dreams short. Naturally, he saw in his two sons the mirror slivers of his own glory, craving for us the greatness foretold for himself. But when I took off for the full length of the field, even King Orsino couldn't argue with that. They say every great football player's got some supernatural spark, and mine, the thing that makes me the best player on the field, is that when I catch even a glimpse of an opening, I can outrun anyone who tries to stop me. What I've got absolute faith in is the pulse in my chest, the sanctity of my own 2 feet. The knowledge that I will fight my way back up from every hard fall. Most people don't know what their purpose in life is, or why they exist, or what they were meant for, but I do. In the end, it's a very short story. In this case, only 40 yards. By the time I'm across the goal,